Music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
DJ Blaze Radio Show Podcast. It's your boy B-Eazy.
It's your boy Al.
And it's our Wednesday episode. It's our list episode. Where we talk about our top five things of random nature in the day. What we talking about, yo?
Oh, today, oh man, I forgot how you worded it though.
Top five most binge-worthy shows.
There you go. See, you say most binge-worthy. I say, the way I look at it is, I think we the ones I picked were ones I think you should watch.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, in a way.
Worthy of binge. Your top five.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe.
What you would suggest to people.
Yeah. It just sounds different. Everything sounds different.
Let me see. So, how did you go about picking your binge-worthy shows?
Shows I think you should... Not the common ones, because, you know, we're fiends for daggone The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
So, The Wire didn't make my list.
Why didn't The Wire make your list?
Because I think it's other shows that that might have fell in the pocket that I think, man, I know too many people didn't see this. Or I think too many people didn't see this. So I think, hey, yo, go check this show out. It might have flew under the radar with other people. That was it.
See, The Wire didn't fall on my list because The Wire kind of slow.
Okay.
It's not a lot of action. It's okay. More story driven.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dialogue, that type of stuff. So for me, nowadays, people want a lot of extra drama.
Yeah.
They want a lot of extra violence.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Over the top.
And The Wire really don't give a whole lot of violence. Like, I was listening to, I think I was reading a book or listening to the podcast or whatever, a podcast, and David Simon, that's the, one of the creators of The Wire, he was like, the cops don't shoot their guns but like two times on the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? A show like that might not be too interesting to people who ain't really like a story watcher, so.
Yeah, I think it leveled out though. Like, I understand it definitely was story driven, but like the stuff that was going on, like, you know, the robberies, the bad guys, they were shooting guns.
Yeah, they were.
You know,
but it wasn't like a shootout every episode.
No, it wasn't. It was something clever every episode.
Yeah, definitely clever.
Clever how this guy robbed them without a gun, or you know, there's a whole lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never downplay The Wire. But I didn't put it on my list.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. I only recommend The Wire to people that I think are like smart TV watchers.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't recommend it to people who only watch like a certain type of show because they won't get it.
I think people that like gangster movies or drug dealer movies, because this is a drug dealer movie of four seasons, right?
Four seasons? I don't look at it like that.
Six seasons.
I don't look at it like that. Five seasons. But I don't look at it like a drug dealer show.
That's what I look at it.
I look at it like it's a show about a city and all of the different avenues in the city. Because
they did touch on different bases. Yeah, the ports and, you know, the politics.
Education.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like the newspaper. Mm-hmm. That's how, that's kind of, now the drug dealer's a part of it.
The drug dealer is what I like about it. That's probably why.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so The Wire didn't make it, spoiler alert, on either one of us.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Surprised.
Binge-worthy.
It is binge-worthy, though. Don't let us fool you.
It is if you never watched it, if you watch a certain type of show, but you got to pay attention, or else, you know, so it's a show you got to pay attention to.
I put somebody on it 2 weeks ago.
And they like it?
They watched the first three episodes that first night.
That's good. Once you get past
Once you get fat, Pat, and it's even... that first scene, Stop Boogie, you know, it draws you in. They're sitting at a crime scene.
It draws you in if you're paying attention.
Yeah, it's not something that's going to sit on while you
doing something else. You got to be sitting and paying attention.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
Yeah.
And they hook now. Mm-hmm. They hook. There's a couple people I done fed the drug of The Wire to. Yeah, taste a little bit of have two of these episodes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You'll be hooked, man. Go ahead, man. Try it out.
Yeah. So you're number five.
Yep, yep.
Starting this list off.
All right, my number five. Let's see what I got here, man.
I already know what it is.
Curvy Enthusiasm,
shout
baby.
Shout out to Larry Davis.
Larry Davis.
Creator of
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He's definitely, he was a writer on there. A lot of those quirky ideas came from this guy. And Curvy Enthusiasm is 12 season long. Came out on HBO 2000.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of guests on here. Vivica A. Fox, J.B. Smoove.
Vivica Fox.
Kim.
What's the lady that, Jamie Foxx's aunt.
Dang.
She played a part in this.
Yeah, she did.
Wasn't she the aunt that moved in with them too?
J.B. Smoove's aunt?
Yeah, wasn't she here?
Could be.
J.B. Smoove, but they played refugees from Katrina.
Yeah. But it's a dry humor, but it's funny. Like it's a Seinfeld to the third power.
It's supposed to be based on like him.
Yeah,
and he plays himself.
He's a jerk. Yeah. Like he's a jerk. That's all I can
say. I don't call him a jerk. I don't think he's a jerk. Speaking of Vivica.
Some of the things he do, man, is like, this guy.
Yeah, that's Jamie Foxx's aunt. Yeah, that was her.
This guy's a freaking asshole. It's one of those things.
One of my favorite scenes is his homeboy Jeff, his wife like cuss a lot.
Oh,
so they had got a new house, and she's shorting his name up. Sometimes she'd be like, "Yo, Lair." So he came down. He's like, so they got a new house. He came down. He's like, "Yo, Lair, you want to do a tour?" He was like, I get it. Windows, doors, bedrooms, bathrooms, I get it.
See,
like,
that's what I mean. He's an asshole.
Yeah, but it's the truth. Like, I don't want to see your house. He just says it,
but
what you think without
too.
Being
that's
nice.
Why you think it's not asshole.
Nah, that's not asshole. That's the truth. That, to me, being an asshole is being a liar, and he's not a liar.
Oh, no.
Is a jerk when, like, if he think you lying, he'll listen to you talk, and he'll be, like, looking at you like. He'll do shit like that. But me and my homeboy, shout out to my boy Chad. He put me up on Curb when I started watching it. Yeah. I think this is one of the scenes where he tripped Shaq. No, that's not it. He was on the floor, he tripped Shaq. But yeah, that's a good number five. It's binge worthy.
It definitely is.
And your number five kind of go along with my number five.
Okay.
And the reason why I think both of these are great binge worthy shows. Now, my number five is a show, South Carolina native, Aziz Ansari. It's a Netflix show called Master of None.
Okay, I've never seen this one.
Yeah, it only has two seasons.
Okay.
It has three seasons. The first season is him. He basically plays himself. No, he doesn't play himself. But he just, you know, lives in New York, kind of quirky guy, Indian guy, whatever. But it's just real funny. Well, it's kind of about the same type of funny as Curb or whatever, not like over the top laugh track funny, but just funny stuff. He says funny stuff. He gets in these little situations. But one thing about it is, when this first came out, I want to say it came out in 2020. So like a lot of the stuff that was going on was like heavy. It's not like a heavy show.
Mm-hmm.
It's real lighthearted. It's a simple show. You probably could watch it like with whatever going on in the background. It ain't really deep or nothing like that.
So he basically playing the same role he plays everywhere.
Kinda.
Right?
Kinda, yeah.
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 And I'm not saying it in a bad way. He's funny.
Yeah, like, yeah.
What's that White Castle? What's those White
That's
Castle?
That's not
movies?
The same guy.
It's not.
No.
Yes, it
That's
no.
not the same guy. That's not the same guy.
Oh Lord.
I what? Promise you that's not Aziz Ansari. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. That's not Kumar.
Oh, that's not Kumar.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the stand-up guy, the stand-up comedian.
A little racist guy right there.
Oh,
yeah, there we go.
Static got me.
But yeah, I like it. It's cool. His best friend is Lena Waithe on the show. Or he's a tight friend or whatever. She talked to him, whatever. But it's a good little lighthearted show if you don't want, like, because sometimes you watch, like, a suspense show or whatever. You get anxiety and all kind of stuff. Yeah. It kind of work you up. But this is a show you can watch before you go to bed or whatever. You're just chilling. Like, it's a good little show. Okay. A little lighthearted show. Yeah. But
that's a good one.
Yeah.
I might have to.
None on Netflix. It's three seasons. The first two, he's in the first two. Then the third season, he got into some council culture type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They try to put it as like Me Too stuff.
Yeah.
But when the woman finally told the story, it was like he was just a weird dude trying to holler at you, like trying to smash.
Is he gay?
No, he's not gay.
Oh, only reason I say that because that scene where he was on the couch, like the books that was on the coffee table, one of the books was like a rainbow flag looking thing. So maybe they.
I mean, you don't got to be gay to know about gay culture.
Was he playing a gay guy?
Nah. Master Nun, that's my number five. Word. What's your number four?
My number four, it's a HBO series.
Mm-hmm.
The year was 2020,
mm-hmm.
COVID. One season. It's hard to find because they have so many shows out with the same name. The name of this one was The Outsiders.
Mm-hmm. Got some good actors in that jungle.
Yeah, man. I think it was, I'm not going to spoil it, but some of the actors that you thought was going to be in the whole series didn't make it. Like, it was a quick.
What type of show is it?
All right, well, this guy.
Like,
what's his name?
Bacon? Bateman. Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman. He was not framed, but they thought he killed a kid.
Oh, okay.
It was kids being killed in the area.
Oh, and, like a serial killer.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get too into it.
Okay. Is it like a supernatural show, suspense, type, it's drama?
It could be a spirit.
Oh, one of those.
Like, it's hard to say it, but not say it. He may or may have not killed it. There's a scene, if you look up the trailer, it was like, well, how do you kill this kid if he was 700 miles away in front of this camera? And, you know.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely a good watch. I was mad they only did one season.
Oh, it was only one season?
Yeah, one season.
You know? Did you know why? Did you hear why?
No, I didn't. This was during COVID 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So it also had, the detective lady was... Oh,
this nigga bad with
names. Oh, I'm bad with names. I don't want to say the wrong.
Maybe she'll show up.
Black lady.
Oh God, he don't like black women. He don't know black women. Vivica A. Fox.
Those are the ones you know, right?
Sanaa Lathan.
Nah, it was.
She looked like. What's she playing?
She looked like the one from Orange Is the New Black, but I don't think it's that one.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll never know.
I mean.
Look it up while I talk about mine.
I might be able to pull it up, but that's my number four.
All right,
it is a watch, and it's only one season. I think this was a Stephen King novel.
Was it a limited series?
Nah, I think it just didn't get picked up. Stephen King, I think it was just a limited series.
Oh, okay, that's why I was only, okay.
A Stephen King novel, I think, so you know how graphic it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen King was like the only person like that I would see horror movies that where the kid would die.
Mm.
Or they're kidnapping kids. The movie It, there was, you know, the clown and eating kids or whatever it was doing to the kids. And it was a shocker to see that first episode, a kid being, you know, whatever.
Handled.
Yes.
Mm. my number four is another HBO show. It had like five or six seasons or four seasons, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I got onto it late. And so this is why I say it's binge worthy, because I actually binged it and caught up at the end. It's a show called Succession, another HBO show.
Okay.
It's about a family that the guy there, the white-haired old guy, he owns like a TV news network. Super rich, billionaire. And he's supposed to be like the guy that owns Fox.
Oh, okay. So it was loosely based?
I don't know if it's loosely based or could be loosely based or whatever. It's supposed to like mirror the things that happen at their network or whatever. But it's a real good show. You know what I'm saying? Shows like that got real good acting. Mm-hmm. You know, the dialogue, the back and forth be real slick and, mm-hmm. you know, stuff that people really wouldn't say in real life at the moment a lot of times, but it's real good the way, you know, they handle the stuff, whatever. But just to see how people with that level of money would move around, move and shake and stuff. But it's a real good show. CL put me up on that. Shout out to CL from Relationship Status and Crux Media. He put me up on that show. So he told me it was good, and he's like, man, yeah, you need to check that out, man. So I did, and I got hooked, and I caught up and caught up by the end of it. So
that's really story-based. No action. Story-based?
There's any action. Yeah, it's definitely story-based.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's another HBO show.
HBO don't miss on this, man.
They got a lot of them, bro.
Can you come up with an HBO movie that didn't hit? Like a series? Like all the series, like, hit.
That didn't hit? I can't think of
one. I can go back to damn Oz. All of them hit.
It's like, got to be something that didn't hit. But it might not have hit for us, but it probably hit for somebody up, for everybody else.
Yeah, man, HBO, they put out them series, man. HBO's up there.
What's your number three?
All right, my number three is Sons of Anarchy, man.
Never watched it.
What?
Nah.
See, when this came out, matter of fact, it came out in, I'll tell you right now, 2008. Mm-hmm. It started on USA.
It did?
Yeah.
Then it moved to FX?
Then it moved to FX, I think, yep. And then now you can find it on Hulu and all that other stuff now. But they had 7 seasons. I was super into motorcycles at the time when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like motorcycle clubs and all that. Not, you know, motorcycle clubs now that you think, you know, I was really enjoying or liking the vibe of the one percenters.
Them the big dogs.
The full patch people, not the... What they call them now?
You talking about social clubs. Club. Yeah. I don't look at them the same.
Yeah.
They don't be, they ain't the same.
Exactly.
They just got that look.
This was Motorcycle Outlaws. If you didn't know about outlaws and motorcycles, this is it, because they, all the way from the rankings, how some of them make their money and stuff like that. And it was good. There's a couple people that's on here that end up being on a lot of other movies. The guy behind, well, if you're watching this, the guy behind him is the guy from Power, the father.
He from All About the Benjamins, too.
Oh, yep. You're right.
Come
you're
on,
right.
man.
What's, you know his name?
Nah, he white.
Okay.
You don't know his name either.
I'm not giving no names up, because now unless I'm 100% that I know the person's name. But that's my number three, man. So is Anarchy. Catch up on it. It's a real good story, because it tells about a motorcycle club that the young prince of the club now, his father started. It started going bad when another guy, you know, ran the club, and they started doing a lot more illegal stuff and killings and stuff like that. So it's one of those. Action, too. A lot of action.
So my number three has something in common with your number three. White crime base show.
Mm-hmm.
What network did it start on? I think it was it on? No, this was on AMC. So this one was on AMC. But it was a white crime base show. And this show was Breaking Bad.
Okay. It's a big one.
Yeah. Now the thing it has in common was both of them have spinoffs. So Breaking Bad got a spinoff, and Sons of Anarchy got a spinoff. This story, if you don't know what Breaking Bad is, it's about a chemistry teacher who finds out he has cancer, can't afford to pay for his treatment, and he starts selling drugs to be able to fund his cancer treatment. And then he's a good chemistry teacher, and he learns how to make some of the purest meth there is, and hilarity ensues.
So did that, I know he was a younger guy with him.
Didn't he was his former student.
Student, right?
Yeah.
Is he the one that brought it to him, like, hey, you can make this? Or, Because I only watched a little bit of it.
I'm trying to remember like how.
Or he caught the kid making it?
No, he saw the kid running from the police from a house because he jumped out the window of a house. And I forgot how they got connected on it, but I think that maybe the kid went to him for help or something like that. Yeah, it was his former student. Yeah. But yeah, it's a good show. A lot of good actors in it, like Juan Carlo Esposito right there that you see.
Yeah.
AKA Bugging Out.
Bugging Out.
You know what I mean?
Almighty.
What was his name in
Do the Right Thing?
No, not Do the Right Thing.
School Days, Big Brother Almighty.
No, not that. Fresh. What was his name in Fresh? Esteban.
Esteban. Yeah, Esteban. Yeah, we work for Esteban now.
And we was talking about Fat Joe last episode.
Did I say that to you?
I don't know, but I saw it on social media. They're saying that's Fat Joe. Breaking Bad. I want to say they had 5 seasons. Stars Bryan Cranston. You see him on a lot of stuff. He was on started out Malcolm in the Middle. He played the daddy on Malcolm in the Middle. He's a star of that show. But Breaking Bad, it's a show that got action. But it's a binge-worthy show. That's one of my most binge-worthy shows right there.
Yep.
What are we on number?
My number 2.
2? Yeah, number 2.
We up at the top of the list.
This is a good one, though.
Yeah, it's coming out with a new one now.
New season.
Yeah, new season. Season 4 will be out in October 26th.
Mm-hmm.
The show is Mayor of Kingstown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say the guy's name.
Jeremy Renner.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
He's also known as...
Hawkeye.
Yep.
And some other stuff.
He's basically... I think when he started out, he wasn't the mayor. But he was so connected to the streets, right?
Yeah, he's not the mayor.
They
just call him that.
All right. That's what I was... he's connected to the streets. He's a private eye?
Not really. He just do stuff... He ain't really a private eye. He just kind of like a freelance type of dude.
He might be like a private eye type.
Yeah, because he got an office. Yeah.
Yeah, so either way, a lot of people on both sides of the world, the cop world, bad guys, they all come to him, you know, to kind of
negotiate stuff.
To the point where he can do night visits at a damn jail.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, you know, bring some information and stuff like that. But this is a real good movie.
Sure.
Real good series. It's basically about his family also. His brother's an officer, officer of the PD. His mother is in it. She plays a good part in it because their father was a police officer also.
Mm-hmm.
So this was it. This was it for me.
Yeah, that is real good. Shout out to CL again. He told me to watch this.
I'm glad it's coming out with a new season also.
Yeah, and I started it late, and I caught up to like when they were to the last season that they put out. Mm-hmm. So I caught up to that, and that's a good one for a binge worth because it got action. It's along the like if I was to put it in a group of like shows, it would go in the show group of shows with like Power.
It definitely could.
Shows like it's a lot of shows, but like shows that got like a lot of action, stuff happens in it that's like,
what's that one? We Are the City?
Chill.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Matter of fact.
either way.
Well, We Own the City, that's on my list though.
I know.
But We Own the City happened in real life. That was real.
Okay.
Everything on that base. Yeah, I was like, hold up. But We Own This City is my honorable mention.
Oh, okay.
It's one of my honorable mentions.
If you've seen that. This gives me that feel.
It does kind of like edgier. That. Yeah, but it's another show that I'm thinking of, but Mayor of Kingstown. I think it's called Mayor of Eastside. That used to come on, it was an HBO show.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that was pretty good, but it kind of reminds me of that. But some of the stuff that happened on this is like kind of like stretch. Like you said, he visiting the jail at night and stuff like that.
Middle of the night, he go to the jail.
Yeah, but... But yeah, that was a good one. My number 2 is probably one of the most famous shows of the last 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the biggest ones of the last 15, 20 years. I don't know if it is or not, but
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
You got that one.
Game of Thrones is binge worthy to me because, and I take it, from my personal experience. So I was up in Virginia. I was visiting my homeboy. We were going to D.C. He was an engineer. So he was engineer on the train. Mm-hmm. So we were going to D.C. So he was actually operating the train. So mm-hmm. I was on the train. He's like, man, check out this show, Game of Thrones, whatever. So he gave me the DVD. He had the box set of what happened in the seasons. I'm like, all right. So on the train ride up, I started watching it on my computer and got hooked. Like on the train ride up, by like the third episode, I was like, yo, I love this show.
Oh, word.
And binged it until I caught up. But yeah, this show, it's different. It's not as like magical as like a Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. And not as like crazy as like a Spartacus type shit.
Okay.
But it got some killing, it got some good acting, it got some magic, it got some war, it got some everything in it.
That's a good in between there.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
But it's a good show though. Real good show.
A famous show too.
Yeah,
I ain't wanna
spoil nobody on that scene right there.
When that
you ever seen it?
Nah, I never really
got
into
it. Oh, you gotta watch it.
I never got into it. You know what? My younger brother told me, he showed me the last scene. He told me to watch the last scene that I will go back and watch the rest of it.
Hmm.
And I watched it. It was good. I just didn't do it yet. Just
in one of them Sopranos times, you might go back and watch this. Because let me see how can I explain it. I don't want to spoil it, but stuff happened in this show. One of the things that make a show good to me mm-hmm. is the writer's willingness to kill off a major character.
Oh yeah,
and they kill off a major character.
That, you know what? In TV history, TV and movie history, that's the cheat code now. If you want to wow people, kill the main character.
Yeah, but a lot of shows are scared.
Yeah,
a lot of shows are scared to kill the main character.
Yeah, some of them got enough that they could do it through the whole damn season.
Yep. That's why, like you mentioned The Wire earlier, we talked about The Wire earlier. Mm-hmm. On The Wire, really, like you really didn't know who was going to die. Because just like in real life, you don't know who's going to die or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, especially when you live in the street life like they were.
Talk about The Wire one more time. The scene where the female cop got shot, I just knew she was dead.
Yeah. But her living is like real life.
Yeah, yep.
You know what I'm saying? And what happened after that with her wife being mad or a girlfriend. I don't know if they were mad at the time, married.
Oh, yeah.
But her wanting her to quit the force and all of that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Right after that, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Your number one.
Yep, since you're doing a spoiler by mentioning The Sopranos.
Oh, I did mention The Sopranos.
You did. I think you did that on purpose.
No, I didn't.
That's my number one. That's my number one for all series, for everything. If anybody asks me what to watch, this is my 1 year watch. Every year I watch this. Mm. From season one, you watch everybody grow up. The daggone kids are in elementary school, and by the time the seasons are over, they're already out of college.
How many seasons?
I think it's six. It's six seasons.
Hey, bro. This your show, you watch this every year and you don't know how many seasons it is?
I just told you. You thought I didn't know.
You said, I think it's six seasons.
Well, guess what?
Is it six?
Six seasons.
Okay, there
you
go.
How about that?
Did people like how it ended or they didn't like how it ended?
They didn't like how it ended.
A lot of people didn't like it.
No, they didn't like it. Because it was one of those screen goes to black.
I didn't want you to say it.
I'm saying it. Screen go to black.
And that was it.
That was it.
I know Chris Rock, Everybody Hates Chris, they ended their show the same way.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
What, how everybody,
how the, yeah, how, they
how Sopranos
it.
Did it?
No, how Everybody Hates Chris.
Why?
I just didn't like it.
Oh, you didn't like the show?
No, I didn't like the way it ended.
It ended spoofing that.
I know, but they really ended it like that. It still ended like that.
Yeah.
They didn't come back and say, we just playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the show was supposed to be over.
Yeah. All right. Well, Sopranos came out, I think it came out in 1999. Shit. 1999. Has a lot of guest appearance on there. If you like mob movies or mob series, it's Casino, Goodfellas, all of that wrapped in one. Mm-hmm. It's stretched out 6 seasons.
It's what? I was just joking, man. That was not a good pause. Go ahead.
Yeah, because it was. It was. If we're doing pauses, if we're doing that again, we bring that back?
What do you mean, bringing it back?
I kind of stopped.
Okay, good for you.
But it's all that in one. Every episode is about an hour or something, whatever. There's always something going on. They do kill off good people here. Main characters, they kill off main characters. It's all mob stuff. It's all about, the real outline of it is around Tony, the mob boss. The fact that he's going to a therapist and he tells a story and, which is shunned upon in any mob or any underworld. You're not supposed to be talking to nobody. So this is based off of that.
Yeah.
I kind of think it was based off of a book, but I do know it was loosely based off of real people in real situations.
I tried to watch it. I think I might have watched a couple episodes, but I never watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
I might try.
Starting the early episodes, the coloring is different. This is 1999. Like, mm-hmm. It was the 90s still,
Jesus Christ.
it didn't have the sharpness that,
as
it
y'all ended up see. Being.
But it was still good. It was still very good.
My number one brings us a little bit closer to now. Do I watch it every year? I don't think I watched it this year yet, but it's closer to my culture, my age. A lot of the things that were going on in it, it seemed like it was written for, a person like me. And the show was Atlanta. A lot of the jokes, I got it on the first time. Written by Donald Glover, produced and all of that, Atlanta. About somebody in Atlanta, but not like the hood in Atlanta. Just a regular person in Atlanta trying to make it, going through whatever. He's trying to help his cousin get big in the music industry. And it's just it's got some funny parts, it's got some action. I think it's a real smart show.
The characters. I love the characters.
Yeah, the characters. Yeah. And it's like real people. Like, I know real people like Darius. I know real people like Paperboy. Mm-hmm. Like, what I'm saying? It's one episode where Paperboy, who is one of the lead characters, he goes to the barbershop. And his barber is doing all kind of stuff with him or whatever. Like, back in the day, you go to the barbershop, man, he gonna cut them clippers off and start talking and, eating and doing all kind of stuff, So, just a lot of the stuff that happened in the culture, like.
He took that nigga on a mission.
Yeah. Like, the first episode when you was talking about it, the beginning of the episode, how it is.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, something happened at the end. I mean, it ain't spoiling it, but it was like an invisible car. In it or whatever, like, mm-hmm. It was just silly, but it was funny. Here and there, it was one episode later on where he raced Mike Vick, mm-hmm. And people was like, in real life back in the day in Atlanta, people would be at the club racing Mike Vick for bread, like, and they would get beat, so this is my number one binge worthy show.
They have like crazy. They got crazy episodes.
Yeah, they do have some crazy episodes.
The so-called, can I say the Michael Jackson? Is that a Michael Jackson almost?
Teddy race? Perkins is what it, yeah, we did. On this show, we know Teddy Perkins.
Okay. So they got stuff like that. You never know those episodes.
The Teddy Perkins episode was
commercials.
The one that was supposed to be Tyler Perry, type dude, that one.
Yeah,
the one episode. Now that episode where you talking about with the commercials, it wasn't until like the third time they did that Dodge commercial
that you knew
it was a fake commercial.
Yeah.
And then it's like they had, and I still use this phrase now. They had an Arizona tea commercial. And if you drink Arizona teas, especially in the can, you go in the store, you get it, it's 99 cents on the can. So the guy get the Arizona, he walked through, put the Arizona down on the thing, the guy rang it up, and it comes up to like 130 something.
Mm-hmm.
And dude was like, 130 something? He was like, but the price on the can though. And the dude look at the can, he like, the price is on the can though. And they look confused, like, but the price on the can though, like, how's it 135 price on the can? But the crazy part about it is, the person that make Arizona iced teas, they had a thing where, like, if you go to a store and it's more than 99 cent, take a picture, whatever, and I want to say they said they'll get the product out of that store because they don't want it to be more than 99 cent.
Oh, wow.
Like, they do whatever they can to keep it at that price.
Yeah.
For people, because they know stuff, inflation and all of that, so they try to make it 99 cent. But yeah, so that's every crazy. Time I go, huh?
That's crazy. Yeah, I wonder if they still 99 cent.
I think it might be 120 now or something, but the price on the can though. So whenever I go and I get an Arizona and I put it up to the thing and it be more, I be like, hey, bro, the price on the can though. Nobody know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but it's
my own inside joke. But look, like stuff like that, like they had a fake. It was like a cartoon, and it's a cocoa, basically a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Spoof,
yeah.
But it's a wolf. But then the wolf get beat up by the police.
Yep.
But the kid's like, hey, man, you ain't got to beat him like that, man. Like, it's just like, they just real smart with it. Then, like, a lot of the stuff in the culture, like, that we know, they will, like, take off of that in some of the later episodes, especially. Just a real smart show.
And really the show is about, it's about a manager and a hip hop artist, like, right? That's what it really based on.
No, it's really based on Earn, just trying to make it.
The manager.
Yeah.
He's the manager.
Yeah, he the manager, but he really just trying to make it because he just really trying to do whatever he can to make it, like, whatever it is. So it started off, he was selling credit cards in the airport, and he really wasn't making no money doing that.
Yeah.
So he kind of used his cousin to make money.
Yeah.
Because he really wasn't good at his job starting out. And his uncle even told him that, like, you know what I'm saying? You really just leeching off your cousin. His uncle was played by Cat Williams in the episode, The Alligator Man.
He won an
Emmy off of that, too. But yeah, it's just a good show, a funny show. Look, something like it was something to look forward to every week. It dealt with some topics, but it wasn't like over the top heavy, to where you would feel like too anxious at the end of it. And that's why I really
seasons?
Like it. It's three or four. I think it was four. They broke season three up into two, if I'm not mistaken. I want to say it was four seasons, but yeah, that's my number one.
Okay.
Atlanta.
Yeah, honorable mentions.
It's on Hulu. Yeah, I got a few honorable mentions. Yeah, it was four seasons of Atlanta. I knew it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we mentioned one. We Own This City. Me and Kane. Shout out to Kane from the Kane Is Able podcast. We did a recap of We Own This City.
Oh,
and We Own the City is a true story about a corrupt Baltimore, like, unit or whatever, and some of the stuff that they did. It's an article about it that I read, too. Like, while we were watching it, and I read it to see what, you know, was going to happen, like, how close it followed to what they put on the show.
Yeah.
And, like, everything they put in the show, like, the way they wrote it, they put it in the show. Like, they didn't put a lot of extras on it to, like, put extra... Extra hype on it or whatever. Like, they really did the stuff. And it was kind of recent, so, like, the people that they got to do the acting kind of looked like those people.
Oh, okay.
And even at the end of it, like, what happened to one of the detectives was kind of, it was shocking to what he did or whatever, but But yeah, it was a good show. That was a good show.
What did that come on?
That was on HBO.
Yeah. That was HBO, banger.
Mm-hmm. And that was a limited series too. So it was only like 6 or 7 episodes. It wasn't the whole.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like multiple seasons.
I don't know why I thought that was. Oh, that's the other one.
What?
Your Honor.
Your Honor, that was a good one too.
That was multiple.
Yep. We on the Night is another.
It's like that one.
Is it called We on the Night? It's another HBO show. It's about you try to figure out. Well, go ahead. Say one. I'm gonna see if this is.
Tell you my honorable mention.
Yeah, one of your honorable mentions.
Ozark. Ozark came out in 2017.
Yeah, a lot of people got on Ozark during COVID.
COVID.
Yeah, yep. That's when I got on it.
4 seasons. I think that's when I got on it too. It was like, man, I think everybody was like, yeah, let's just click on it. Somebody mm-hmm. clicked on it and then it
and then spread
like wildfire. Yep.
Now it got so good to where like people were like looking for Ozark to come back. And I don't know if it's coming. Something happened to why it ain't coming back.
So, did they end up putting the last season out after it was already popular? Like,
yeah, another season came out after it was popular.
Like, so they put it out. Like, they wasn't making it no more, was they?
I don't know. I caught on late
because if it came out in 2017, and say the new season didn't come out till then 2020.
So it was only in 17. It was only one season.
Nah, 17 had to be 3 seasons.
Let me see.
That's what I'm thinking. That last season might have came out because of how popular it began.
It ended in 2022. Yeah.
So 4 seasons between 17 and 22. I think that's what happened. I think.
That's kind of, because it came out July 2017.
Definitely a good one. What was it about? It was about
a guy. He was a
money launderer.
No, he wasn't a money launderer. He was an accountant. And then did it start off with him already being?
No, his partner. His partner was
dirty.
Money.
His partner was dirty, and because he was a partner, the mob leaned. The gangsters leaned on him.
Yep. They killed the partner.
Yeah, threw him out the window.
They killed the partner the first episode. Mm-hmm. Man. So they basically wanted him to launder money for a casino down in the Ozark, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that went. I had to put that together myself. That I forget. It's been so long since I saw that one, and everybody has been wanting to see another Ozark.
Yeah.
What's that guy's name again?
Jason Bateman.
There we go. He's on.
He was in another show too that just came out, and people were talking about it. This is the show I'm talking about. It's a show on HBO, another HBO show mm-hmm. called The Night Of.
Okay.
It came out in 2016, and it's about a guy that he picks up a woman in his dad's cab, mm-hmm. and he's accused of like killing her or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And they go through like whether or not he did it and the evidence and some stuff he did that was messed up. It's a real good acting, real good show.
Oh, okay.
The Night Of. Me and my cousin had started watching it too, and I had told him about it. He was like, man, yeah, I love that show. And he normally watched like Tubi shows or whatever.
Oh my God.
He was watching some kind of stuff like that. But yeah, what's your, you got another one?
Yeah. We talk about it a couple times on here. Flatbush mm-hmm. Misdemeanors.
Oh yeah. I'm watching that now.
I can't. I went back looking for it. I can't find it.
Yeah, I'll show you the app.
Don't worry about the app. Where the?
I don't got. I use the app.
Where the hard drive at?
I don't got it on the hard drive.
I thought the guy sent it to you.
No, he sent me a link to a thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I ain't. Okay. Shout out to Dan. Dan from Flatbush Misdemeanors. Dan and
yeah. Who's that? There's a lot of. What's the girl name?
The girl. I don't know her name.
She's
Denise. Also,
what movie she was just in?
She was on a show?
Yeah, she was in. It's not Them? Is it Them? Either way.
I didn't watch Them, so I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I watch that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I can't think it was something else she played in, too, but. Yeah, Flatbush Misdemeanors, comedy. One of those I'm gonna call it one of those homeboy series where, you know, you don't know what's going on, you don't know how they're gonna get the money for the rent, you know, that kind of stuff. Based in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Flatbush, mm-hmm. Brooklyn. It was good. I mean, the characters, I love the characters on it.
Yeah. Did we ever talk about one of the funniest scenes? I post it every now and then.
No, what do you think?
So the girl you're talking about, her uncle is played by Hassan
Johnson.
Mm-hmm. And they in the office at her school, and he's in there cussing and loud. And the principal, I forgot the principal name. He plays on he was one of the correspondents on the Daily Show. He's a comedian, stand-up comedian.
That's where he started whispering the curse?
Yeah, he was like, Mr. Johnson, you don't have to yell and cuss. He's like, you right. This bitch, so-and-so. But it was like so funny. But like, it's a subtle, like,
yes.
it's like stuff like that. Like a scene that came on last night when I was watching it. She was like, he was like hiding out, you know, trying to meet up with her or whatever, because the police was looking at him. And she was like, why are you dressed like a vampire hunter or something?
Did he have
like
the hat on?
That with the hat. He was like, what do you mean? You talk this drip right here? But he was dead serious. He was like, this drip right here. Like, it was just funny, man. Like,
he had a Yankee fitted with a brim.
He had a Yankee brim, like big brim. He looked like a vampire hunter.
Like, yeah, he do look like a vampire. It was a brim like a safari hat.
Yeah.
A Raiden. He had a Raiden.
A Raiden hat, but with a Yankee thing. He had a Timbs on with the big coat. But yeah, that show, you right. That's a good show. I'm on season two now.
We gotta get that.
I'll give you that app, man. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, Flatbush Misdemeanor, man. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Some of your favorite binge-worthy shows.
Yep, yep.
There's
a lot that didn't make it up there, but...
Yeah.
You, remember that?
Oh, yeah, You.
The killer. Was he a serial killer?
Yeah, he's definitely a serial killer.
Yeah, there's a couple of them up there.
Yeah.
Send us what y'all think.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of y'all, like you said.
djblazeshow@gmail.com. L.
Yep, yo.
Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me at L Murphy on Facebook, or you can find me on last week's episode.
No sandwich for me.
I knew you was waiting for that.
I was gonna say another sandwich, baby.
I knew you was waiting for it.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_VP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Or if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. To us on YouTube, DJ Blaze Show on YouTube. We got these videos going if you're a listener. I'm gonna start putting up more clips too.
Smash the like button.
Smash the like button, yeah. Subscribe. But yeah, thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your boy, Al.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Well, have you asked me? This is the DJ Blaze Show.